We're holding Simtafresh on the base. So we did Sival with the whole Mishnah Berurah of cotton hay. The schach is possible. So now the schach possible becomes part of the wall. We mischach lamala in a munach b'shove ela okrem kagagan shalonu. Is it a slant? Abishiyesh b'shipur arba amos. Even though the slant is for amos. So since the hypotenuse is greater than the length of the legs, we're measuring over here by the length of the leg, not by the hypotenuse. Bimhu okim lamalo. Lamata basamach layesh kara. Bimakara yia arba amas. So you have, he's picturing that you have a carry of schach puzzle going up, and then you draw a line down, boom, right there, there's this curve. So do you connect this piece of schach puzzle, which is up there, with this piece of curve, which is down below? Even though distance, if you're looking on your horizontal plane, the schach fossil ends in such a way that if you draw a straight line down, it would be right within three tefachim where the kara is. But practically, there's a gap of airspace between the end of the schach posel and the kara of more than three tefachim. So even though there's not a distance of three tefachim, width-wise, height-wise, there's a gap of three tefachim, so they're not mitzarif. Mainly, you don't have dalat hamas, and the sukkah will still be kosher. Now he pointed out the case of the bias, where you open up the middle, and you put schach on that, and the walls then have to bend the roof in the area which is intact, acts as the doifan akuma to reach the wall should reach the schach, right? So he pointed out, but you can't sleep under that overhang if it's four tefachim wide. The sukkah is fine. But if it's once it's four tefachim wide, it becomes its own place. It's not bottles of the sukkah. And the sukkah, you can't sleep there. Then he said, that's all talking about how much sheish bar arba tefachim. After filling him with nima sukkah ain by kiim shlosha tefachim. Tebach echad brelo tzadchutz. V'hochi osu leishiv tachtov. So visibly inside of the sukkah, you only see three tefachim's worth. The piece of schach posel, I'm sorry, no, over here, the roof over here, we're talking about the roof, is really four tefachim wide. But what's visible inside the sukkah is only three tefachim's worth.
Inside the sukkah.
Gotcha. He took a room, took off the roof, left some of the roof on the side, and built the sukkah, put schach over it. Right? So we say, so you can't sleep tachtov. You can't sleep there under the overhang. So you get, obviously it's very easy to picture in the case of the overhang. The overhang, what's sticking out inside, visible from down below, is not as much as there is on top. Top, it continues on top of the wall or beyond the wall. Right? So you could have such a scenario. So now, if the argument is something which is four tefachim wide is kosher b'fnei atzmo, it's not bottle to the schach. So here I have a piece which is four tefachim wide. In the sukkah, you only have three tefachim's worth of it. So do you say, well, listen, in the sukkah, only three tefachim, it's not so chashuv? I said, listen, this is a very chashuv piece. It's four tefachim wide. On top, it's four tefachim wide. So four tefachim gives it a chashuv, that's not bolted to the sukkah. So he says, Efshir. You only see three tefachim inside. And then the fourth one continues on the outside of the sukkah. Says, that's also problematic for this halacha that you can't sit underneath it. Okay. Shartinus points out that he said that his lashon of Efshir, because the Magen Rama is mesupik about this halacha.
Why would we be concerned about it if it's not valid to fucking within the sukkah? Why would we?
If you understand the lumdus of Abdal Tvachim, the lumdus of Abdal Tvachim is that it has a chashivas to it, and therefore cannot become secondary and bottled to the schach, and therefore you, in the sense, it's independent. If it's independent, it's not kosher. Mm-hmm. So when I'm looking at that, I'm looking at the item itself, the chashivas of the item, that it shouldn't be bottled. So that's defined by the item itself, irregardless of how it's positioned. At least possibly, that's what we're contemplating. The Dishra brings here from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish felt it was not a problem. Because the wall, which is coming up, makes you look at this piece of Schach Basel partially here and partially there. So it's partially inside, partially outside. It's two separate things. So that's the Chazon Ish Paskins.
So, wouldn't be good?
Chazish passes that it's not a problem.
Would be good.
You're allowed to sit underneath it because it's not 4x4. Even though the piece is 4x4, but as far as what's from the wall inside of the sukkah, it's less than 4. Then you can make a difference in the sukkah gedayla. So that's the shear for sukkah gedayla. Sukkah gedayla shein ba ela shiva shifa. Yes. Seven tefachim of hechsher sukkah to make your sukkah kosher. You don't have that. If you would have 9.5, was the whole size, and 3 tefachim were schach basel. So if you start with 9.5, you take away the scenario, you're taking away 3, you're left with 6.5. That's too small for a kosher sukkah. Fine. If, however, what's it going back on? Test. So it's down up. Less than 3, you say lopet. That doesn't bother us, but the larger amount potentially was for the purpose of passing the sukkah. If it's at least three, what pass of the sukkah? Okay, Beis.
What's at least three?
Sorry, what?
What's at least three in Pasul
Sukkah? The Sukkah Katana, the shear of staff fossil, the Pasul Sukkah, is 3 Tvach, not 4 Tvach. The Sukkah Gadala, the shear of staff fossil, which Pasul Sukkah, is 4 Tvach. The Sukkah Katana is 3 Tvach. Sif Beis. Aber ben begdala ben begdala shav. So that was the gabi schap. Also, we said depends on the large sukkah or small sukkah how much you need to pass. It comes an issue of airspace. There's a gap, so that's no difference. Ben ramsa ben menatzad b'shloshet tvochim psula. There, the shear is the shear of lavud. It has to be lavud. So there's a gap which is not lavud is a problem. That's true whether the sukkah is gedala or kana, whether it's in the middle or whether it's to the side. He says, if the gap is less than 3 tvachim wide, so not only is it not doesn't have pasul the sukkah, but actually it can count towards your sheer sukkah. So if you're building a sukkah katana and you make the area 7x7 and you put some schach on top and you leave a little bit of a gap, so I need that gap to be considered the halachically if it's filled to allow me to say that the sukkah is kosher. Because if I say, listen, you know, we have a right to ignore gaps. Very nice. So I have 6 tvachim worth of sichuk on top. I can ignore the tefach, which is the gap. That's very nice, but I don't have 7 tvachim. You need shear 7 tvachim of sichuk.
So sukkah katana is where you don't have 7x7?
Sukkah katana is 7x7.
So what's sukkah gadola is? More than 7x7.
More, right. So, the chiddush over here is we're mitzarif the din of lavud, the avir, to count towards the size of the sukkah. So that's it gets equivalent din of as it were of sichuk. Then he says ve'en yishen tata, but don't sleep under it. So that's got a mechlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that you could. But as presented, he's saying that you can't. So this problem over here that Avir will pass on b'shloshet tvachim. So how's it pass on the sukkah? So sukkah, you have schach, you have walls, and you have a gap. So the gap tells you I don't. Connect the two, what's on both sides of the gap. What's on one side of the gap is independent from what's on the other side of the gap. So if I build a sukkah with 4 walls and I have this airspace going through the middle of my sukkah, they say, no problem. If this is the sukkah, right, and the airspace goes this way, so I over here I have 1, 2, 3 walls, 1, 2, 3 walls, and it's 2 separate sukkahs now. But it's relevant in a case where I only put 3 walls. So you have a wall here, a wall here, and a wall here, and this side is open. So now, if there's a crack which runs along the length of the sukkah, in the middle, if you look at that, that separates the two, so then people on this side have a wall here and here, and that's it. People on the other side have a wall here, and that's it. So nobody has more. You need 3. You need at least 3 minimal walls. You don't have 3 walls. You only have 2. I'm sorry. That's the case where it passes the sukkah. Our passels. So if it's less than 3, we say it doesn't passel. But you shouldn't sit underneath it. So he says, hey, Yoris, we're discussing parallel cases. We're saying there's a case which passes the sukkah. What's the case of passes the sukkah? Why passes the sukkah? Just to say there's a gap in the middle and you have a sukkah here and a sukkah there. So no, you don't. The case was, there's only 3 walls. The side was open. And this goes around like this. There's an arbor down the middle, which is 3 tvachim wide. You have sukkah. It passes your sukkah. Came along the Mishnah says, you can't sleep. But if it's less than 3, it's kosher, you can't sleep there. Well, so we're talking about a parallel case that the crack went all the way down the sukkah. So that's what Ramos says. What you have a right to medayek from the Gemara is you shouldn't sleep there, but the mice, it's not, you know, it's not. I lost my thought. Remember, we're drawing parallel cases. We're drawing parallel cases between the case where it's less than three tefachim, which is kosher, and more than three tefachim or more, which is possible. But the case is the same. So the case is there's only even the building with one and a half walls. You only have two walls, not three. So that's when the Gemara said this memra, you can't sit underneath it. So even though it's not so wide, but if it's like long like this, a person puts himself like this, his Rosh HaMerubah is directly under that hole, even though it's not three tefachim wide, it would be a problem. They're sleeping there.
Even if it isn't three
tefachim
wide?
But what? Even if it's less than three tefachim, it doesn't pass the sukkah, but you can't sleep under that spot. That much it'll accomplish. And that, he says, that's only true if it goes all the way along the length of the sukkah. Or alternatively, the case could be it's not three tefachim, it's wide, but it's large enough that the person would be standing underneath it, it would be his Rosh HaMerubah would be underneath it. So those are the cases with Ein Yishenim Tachtov. Hagav Adavka Sherlach HaPenei Kol HaSukkah. Yeah. The Ha Ein Sukkah Shem Ben HaKavim HaKavim. So what are you going to say? Well, if there's any space, you can't sit underneath it. Comes along the Rosh, I think it is. The Rosh says, I mean, it has to be talking about a lot more significant type of a hole. Otherwise, why don't you just argue that there's no sukkah without any holes? If holes are significant, so what about a hole which is this big? A hole, it's a hole. Yeah, but there's always sukkah which has holes. Terrace says that those are small, they're insignificant. But she made one which is large enough for a person to sit in. Rosh HaMerubah, that's a problem. Well, this is apostle posted by Arba, Arba, Rosh Lashon. And what points out that we said before, this case where it passes the sukkah is Hanodavka, she hips a sukkah l'shtayim, divided the sukkah all the way down the middle to two pieces. You don't have a full shear of a sukkah, which is the right size, it, together with walls that you need to make the sukkah kosher. So he says, if it runs all the way along the length of the sukkah, when it's your sheer hechsher sukkah in the father's mokamech, you don't have anywhere you have the right amount of a sukkah in, together with the, wall, with the right amount of walls. When it's your sheer sukkah in mokamech, the mokamech who kosher, Hashem echutz in mechubar lo min etzadim. So if you, even after you ran this along, you end up with your hechsher sukkah with the correct amount of walls, etc. So that's kosher. Then there's a rule. If I have a sukkah, I extend one of the walls, not both walls, I extend one of the walls, and I make some type of a. Extend the schach also. So schach isn't really kosher schach in the sense, the first fence is not a sukkah. It doesn't have three walls around it or four walls around it or two plus a tefach walls around it. It's just open, has one wall. But the concept of halacha called pesel yitzim in a sukkah, the extension of the wood which goes beyond the sukkah, that's also the din of a sukkah. Yeah.
Pesach, what?
Oh, kosher, Rabbi. What? It's called Pesach Yotzim in a sukkah. It's more in the first paragraph. So if we have if this was
Pesach Yotzim in a sukkah.
Pesach, Pesach. Pesach, we've been cutting something. So, Pesach. So if I have... If you go around, this is my sukkah, and I have three, and I have one wall which extends over here, and I have these, which are pieces of sukkah, which continue to extend.
Anyway, pieces of sukkah.
The schach, which continues to extend, even though it doesn't have enough walls, that remains kosher. Good. So, that's Mr. Bervin, you should have talked to you. Chomer Avra Mischach Posel, Besukka Ketana, then you should have talked to you. We find that Avra carries with it a few chumras over the halacha of Mischach Posel. So what's the difference? Why is it that schach aver passes with a smaller, is more problematic and passes with a smaller amount of a gap? The problem which is there, which is the gap, is more obvious. So therefore, the Chazal ties up to the shear for that is going to be, or Chazal and Masara, the shear for that is going to be 3 tefachim. Less than 3 tefachim, we consider it's not problematic. 3 tefachim or more is already problematic. Mishnah Apostle, it's not so obvious. So like he said before, the Devah Apostle gets a cheshivas of its own makom. It's not bolted to the schach. That's a problem, because then you have something which is not part of the schach, which is there.
Okay. Well, if there are 4 tefachim,
you need 4 tefachim to pass. Furthermore, it comes to Sukkah Ketana, he said that the shear over there for Schach Posel is 3 tefachim, and the shear for Avra is 3 tefachim. They both have the same shear, so now there's a difference between Schach Posel and Avra. So there's still a difference. Right? So, and it's sukkah ketana, and it's right. So, and then you, even though it doesn't passel, if it's less than 3, it doesn't passel. A 3, it does, but less than 3, it doesn't passel. But you can't sleep underneath it by schach, by aver, but you could by schach passel. So if the schach posel on top of the sukkah ketana is less than 3 tefachim, so not only can it be mistarv to the shear, you can sleep underneath it.
Schach posel,
but not by aver. You know, let me show you. Look, kai posel is 3 tefachim, in 3 tefachim, and rather kamei. So right now I'm talking my case. Even the case you tell me is not a problem. But there's still a problem in Yishen and Tachtov. The case was that it went all the way across that length of the sukkah. You have to put beneath that spot of Aver, your Rosh or your Roiv Guf fit, you're in trouble. You know it isn't the shear of Dalab by Dalab or Gimel by Gimel. Yud Gimel. Yes, that's the case. It ran all the way along to the sukkah. Shem the zulish time. It's a loymer. Shech sukkah hoyu lo sholosh tefachim. It had 3 walls only. Schach apostel or aver halach apnei orka. Then the schach apostel or the case of aver runs all the way along that. I'm sorry. It has only 3 walls, so when you cut it down the middle, you don't end up with 3 walls. You only have one wall plus part of another one. So you don't have 3 walls. Then he said, however,
why only?
But if the shear sukkah, I will admit, sure, let's say, was the case, Yudal, Salomar.
So it was across the width. So if this is the sukkah, the sukkah has three walls. It has, in our scenario, it has a west wall, a south wall, and an east wall. It doesn't have a north wall. Now there's a gap of schach, of schach posel or avra, each of the mount that it is, going across the width of the sukkah. In case of course, it's going across the length. It goes across the length. You say there's I have this half wall which remains. That's one wall plus the second wall. That's all I got. I'm sorry. That's a turn of my finger. Now, if we do it across the width, so over here, I have one wall, two wall, three wall. This is a kosher sukkah. In that situation, the inner one would be kosher. But the other side is not. Only two walls. Follow me, saying 100%. He said like this: in a case where it goes across the width, so you have three walls to start with, and it goes across the width. So in the case where it's avra going across the width, you have this airspace in between. So you're talking wide. The outer side is possible. It only has two walls. What will be if the case of what happened was that it went across? Not a case of avra, but a case of schach possible. So schach posel, besides the fact that the shir is dalet tefachim as opposed to dima tefachim, also there's scenarios where we say schach posel becomes tefen akuma. It says, but a case where it went across. Interesting. Then he's saying the following. Okay, again, here's a scenario. The sukkah looks like this. The sukkah, this is, we have a west wall, a south wall, and an east wall. We have no north wall. He runs schach posel, four tefachim with the schach posel, down the width of the sukkah. This way. So now, this is a fine sukkah. It has one, two, three walls. This one only has one wall here. No good. It says, what will be, can I use the wall which is here, as it were, to be the third wall for this section over here? It has a wall here, it has a wall here, and here it has nothing. But there's this wall over here. So he says, if from here till where this happened, I have
less than four amas.
I'll say that there's a din of Daif and Akuma. This wall, Daif and Akuma, reaches here. So now it has three walls. It has a wall here, and it has the wall. The Kesalim Soy back over here counts as a Daif and Akuma, less than four amas, so that'll count as a fourth wall. So we're going to give it two dinim. We're going to give a din of schach kosher that you're allowed to sleep underneath it. And give it then a definite akum, which is not skach kosher, that it reaches the outer sukkah and makes the outer sukkah kosher. We're doing both simultaneously. Let's use me mechadish over here. Now, if the case where it extended out beyond, there are cases where it would work. They're in the middle, and on the sides, the outer section is connected to the inner section. We add the two together to create the check and see if we have a shear. Nevad shir heksha sukkah. Kosher mechubin it started. Fine, it goes around the sides. I mean, start with pnimi mechitzan heksha sukkah. Then I feel ain bepnimi levad shir heksha sukkah. Come welcome. As a chelik shalaver as chach posel ain leishav tato kul yama. But every kor yakim hakol zedner kos haftim bestarf pnimi mechitzan heksha sukkah vayinshal. So in a case where I had a hole in the middle, if there are two shoulders which are still schach there, those, that would connect the two sides, and we ignore the hole in the middle, just don't sit. Gimel schach posel posel me'arbet va'avre etzlo posel mishloisha emitzarf on lipsel. So you have less than 4 tefachim worth of schach posel. You have less than 3 tefachim worth of aver. So you have a gap over here of 6, 3.5 from this, 2.5 from that. It's 3 tefachim of aver, 4 tefachim of schach posel. This was 2.5 of this, and 3.5 of that. Doesn't pass. Hilcha im aver shloisha b'makom echad. For me to be schach posel kosher. Right. So he says, so let's say in case I have a problem where I left the space when I built, you know, the schach. And I don't know where to put there because everything else is used everywhere else. I said, I have the schach posel. He says, no problem. Why? Because if you lay a schach posel across that gap where, so then it becomes two different things.
If you have a case of an arbor, which is sweet talking, which would be problematic, and you make it less than that, even using schach posel, we say, listen, we're not mitzar of schach posel to arbor. So great. Kosher. That's the shirim for sukkah gadol. Ktana, sukkah ktana. Shein ba ela, shiva, shiva. B'esh bein shneim, shlashat tvachim, mitzar from the psul. You don't have a majority of your sikhuch, which is kosher, you're up the creek. And they... You're dying. Tzchach posel pachat me arba v'avra etzla. But tzolmer, that filo hoya haschach b'em tzal p'nei kol orka. Filo hoki eim et tzaraf etzla ha arba lipsa la hasukka. Shum lo shaychi shirayu la dori. It went the whole length of the sukkah. So you have this schach posel going the whole length of the sukkah. Again, it's only three walls. You have the arbor going the length of the whole sukkah and only has three walls. Neither one of them is a shear. But let's combine this one and say, yeah, you got a problem on your hands. No, we don't say that. Because they're different shear, they're not mitzarf. Then a canal was sent from a cutter. So welcome schach posel. Kimadain boy arba tvachim mutal lishon tachtov. And welcome arba af the ein boy shloish tvachim ein yishen tachtov. What's he telling me now? Tana. The shom shavu shu. Fine. She's saying now, what about sleeping underneath it? So, schach posel, which is not for tefachim, you don't have to be careful not to sleep under it. It's schach, which is posel, and it's mesachich over you. It's posel, it's no good. So once you know this shir, so that's what's happening. But the shir for not sleeping underneath it is for tefachim. Whereas it comes to the avir, the shear for not sleeping underneath it is less than that. He'll be starving to buy the pasuk because she ate bein shneim shloisha tzvachim. I skipped. Tiruchin al basifikam milkam schach pasuk. Fine. Avaktan yudkes b'sham shabu shirai ladari. So in the sukkah katana, the shear for schach pasul of the pasul of the sukkah is schach pasul of the pasul of the sukkah is three tefachim. So now Lavan and schach pasul of the same shear. So then they would be mitzarved to each other. And they pass the sukkah when it has the combination of shlosha tefachim between the two of them. By case of sukkah ketana. Okay, let's hold it here.